Hello and welcome. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me for this week's Moneyline. Big show ahead of you. We have 12 recession-proof internet stocks from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. I'm going to break that down because that just sounds funny to me. Then we're going to talk about Baozun. You probably never heard of it. It's a Chinese company, but it's the Shopify. The Shopify, that's right. You probably heard of that, of China. I'm going to compare those two companies to tell you which one I like. Maybe it's both. And then Home Depot, Lowe's, blowing out numbers. Mortgage rates are falling. Household formation is increasing. What does this mean for you? All coming up next.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, topic number one. As I mentioned, 12 recession-proof internet stocks from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Anytime I see this type of stuff, I kind of snicker because it's almost as if it's marketing for them. Would they really be sharing their best 12 recession-proof stocks? The other thing is, I from what I can read from all their research, they don't believe a recession is really on horizon right now, as I don't either. So what the hell are they doing this for? Again, it's good. I'm talking about it, so people start talking about it. And we all love stock picks. I'll say every time I give a speech, it's not about the information I share with you or all the knowledge I'm trying to share with you. Nope, Matt, just give me a couple ticker symbols. I don't even know the name of a company. I don't even know what they do. But if you like that ticker symbol, I like it too. It's not good. It's the old, here, take a fish and go eat. But I need to teach you how to fish to get more. But I wanted to kind of just throw these 12 stocks at you and go through them. You've probably heard of most of them. And that's why I find this pretty amazing. Because if we go into recession, it's typically going to be companies that are doing something that's outside of the traditional economy. So here are some of the names. Tell me if these sound familiar to you. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, Twitter, Grubhub, eBay, Expedia, Wix, Match.com, Booking.com, and TripAdvisor. I mean, you've probably heard most of those. And the big acronym the last few years has been the FANGs. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. Well, they got four of the five in here. So they're already giving you four of the five largest internet companies. Like, what are they trying to do? Like, this is supposed to be a high-end research, and Bank of America Merrill Lynch is giving you 12 stocks that are recession-proof. I am doing this. I wrote this on my chalkboard, so when a recession comes around, and it's probably not going to be for 18 months to 24 months at the earliest. I'm not calling for it. I'm saying at the earliest. When that happens, I'm going to track these stocks, and I'm going to go back and see how well they did. And I will guarantee you, whatever stocks we pick at that time that we think are going to be our recession-proof stocks will do much better than these. I mean, this takes nothing. This takes no research. So it's kind of a rant, this first topic here. But I'm ranting because a lot of individual investors out there will take this information and go and buy them and say, well, Bank of America Merrill Lynch said this is recession-proof. I should be fine. My portfolio should be fine. Unfortunately, it's not true. There's a very easy way to just do exactly what these 12 stocks are doing. Because I can guarantee you, I can almost guarantee you that if you look at the performance in a recession of the NASDAQ 100, which is 100 largest companies, tech companies in the NASDAQ index, if you look at those companies and you take the performance of that 100 and this 12, they're going to be almost exactly the same. So instead of taking all this risk and buying 12 stocks, go buy the NASDAQ. So basically what they're saying is that NASDAQ is recession-proof. And that's absolutely insane. So again, I don't want to bash them too much. I'm sure they do a lot of good work, and a lot of good men and women work there. I have friends who actually work there. But geez, I just don't want you running out and reading these type of articles because they're hot articles. When you, there's a reason you see articles on financial websites that have the numbers in front of it. And I get suckered in every time. Three hot pot stocks. I want to see what they think the hot pot stocks are. I'm not going to buy them. We do our own research. But I want to see. And that's what these articles do. So don't run out and buy these because of that. Do your own research. And if you're going to do things, you know, like we do with my investment opportunities newsletter and my early stage investor newsletter, we do independent thinking. In majority of stocks you'll see in that portfolio, there's probably 60 combined in those two portfolios you've never heard of. How many people do you know talking about Chinese biotech? We have three Chinese biotech stocks that I think could be some of the greatest investments of our lifetime. It's stuff like that. You're not going to find this with the big guys. So again, my rant's over. But when I see this stuff, I just wanted to really protect you, the consumer out there, the retail investors. Stay away from these lists, as fancy as they look, as enticing as they are. Stay away. Topic number two. I'm going to talk about two stocks that you may not have even heard of. You probably heard of one. You probably didn't hear of the other one unless you follow me or you're really into the stock market. And these are two companies that do very similar business models. However, one's based here in North America and the other one's based in China. So the one based in North America is called Shopify. The symbol SHOP, S-H-O-P. So basically what this company does is they build the guts behind e-commerce companies. So if you said, hey, Matt, let's get together. Let's sell widgets online. We're going to sell widgets. But we need to build an online e-commerce site. Shopify will do that for you to the point that they will have templates made. You basically drop in your name, your logo, put in your products, and boom, you're set to go. They work with small companies, medium companies, and even some very large companies. But this company now has grown dramatically. I mean, it's almost about a $41 billion company. $41 billion. The stock's at almost $400 a share. I remember following this way down in the double digits. And this is a company, actually, just sort of disclosure, from my money management firm, Penn Financial Group. We own some for our clients. I don't own any, but we own some for our clients. This is one of my favorite companies. And it's breaking out to a new all-time high this week. And you think about e-commerce, and this is the old picks and shovels type play. A lot of retailers are underperforming. So trying to pick the retailer that we think is going to be the best isn't the easiest thing in the world. But let's buy the company that supplies all the guts behind it. It doesn't matter if retailer A, B, or C does well, if Shopify is supplying the guts behind all three websites. The one that does well continues to pay them. So this, to me, e-commerce we know is growing. We know companies associated with that are growing and making money. Shopify is a perfect example of the picks and shovels. And just real quick, when I talk picks and shovels, I'll talk about that a lot in the podcast. It's in reference to the gold rush. You know, a lot of people went west during the gold rush trying to make money, searching for millions and chasing literally gold. However, most people who went west did not strike gold. But you know who made money? The guys who opened the convenience stores, or whatever you want to call them back in the day, the little corner shops that sold the picks and the shovels. You know another gentleman who became very rich? Levi. Yeah, selling blue jeans to the people looking for gold. So they weren't betting on which person was going to find gold. All they knew was that this was a huge trend. And how can I play that trend? Well, there's two ways. One, be the guy who's looking for the gold. Odds of you making money, very, very slim. Upside's huge, downside's basically zero. Or I'll sit back and I'll supply everybody in this trend. We try to do this every day, my team and myself. Find the big trends and find the companies that can capitalize on it. So when I say picks and shovels, that's exactly what I'm referring to. So that's Shopify. The other one is Baozun, symbol B-Z-U-N. We have this in one of our portfolios, as a matter of fact. So I'm sharing one of the stocks we have. It's done very well for us. We got it in January. This was part of our 10X venture portfolio. In January, when the market pulled back in December, I went to my editor, CEO, and said, listen, we need to put 10 stocks out there. They look so good or beaten down. I love it right now. So we did a special portfolio with 10 stocks. We've since added two more. So we now have 12 in there, and it is blowing the doors off the market. That's all I have to say. But one of them I'm sharing with you today. I typically won't do that, but it's Baozun. They reported earnings this week. The earnings to me were fantastic. They had revenue grow by 69%. How many companies grow revenue by 69% when they're a $2 billion company? Not many, and especially in China, where everybody said that nothing's going right in China. Earnings, 21 cents a share, beat by 2 cents. GMV, which is gross merchandise volume, up 60% year over year. Distribution GMV, 43%. Non-distribution, 62%. Brand partners went from 162 to 212. I went super fast, but the point is these numbers are enormous. You're seeing huge growth in this company. So why am I bringing up these two companies? Well, Baozun does the same thing as Shopify for the most part, but in China, where there's $1.4 billion and the largest e-commerce market in the world right now. So you would think, well, they're probably trade about the same valuation, right, Matt? No, that's what I'm getting into here. I have the charts right in front of me. $3 billion for Baozun, $41 billion for Shopify. Okay, well, maybe one makes a lot more money. Well, let's take a look. So let's look at forward sales. Let's grade this on revenue. So if you look at forward price to sales, you take the price and evaluation of a company. The forward price to sales for Baozun is 2.2. The S&P right now is 2.1. So that's actually really good considering the S&P is growing revenue about 8% on a good rate, and they're growing by 69. So that's a heck of a value. Now let's compare it to Shopify. Forward price to sales ratio of 20.4. I mean, like I said, I had the company in portfolio. It's sitting an all-time high. I'm not saying it's going to fall back. What I'm saying here is that the price to sales ratio is about 18 and a half times less for Baozun. You say, well, why is that? Well, it's China. People hate China. The trade war's going on. But if they're selling within their country, it's even better. It's domesticated. All I have to say is, I can go through 1,000 metrics here. I'm not, because this show's not about these two stocks. But this is an anomaly you find in a market from time to time where you see a company that's just maybe not understood, not followed yet. But this is a company that could be a $30 billion company next 5 to 10 years and be a 10 bagger from here. We're already up on it. It could be a 10 bagger from here because there's no doubt in my mind e-commerce will continue to grow in China. There's no doubt in my mind China is growing as fast, if not faster, in every country in the world right now. And it's not stopping anytime soon. I was just there a few months ago. So if you're looking for an idea and you want to be really smart at the picnic here this Labor Day weekend coming up, say, yeah, you probably heard of Shopify. They have the guts of every e-commerce site you go to for the most part. What about China? And drop Baozun. And I tell you what, as well as mic drops, drop it and walk away right back to the keg. Baozun beats Shopify, but I love them both. Topic number three, maybe not as exciting, but boy, these numbers, I can't ignore them this week of what I've seen. Home Depot hit a new all-time high this week. A few things that come in mind when I say that, but Lowe's, their competitor, not at an all-time high, but boy, they had some blockbuster numbers on Wednesday morning. They beat earnings by 15 cents. They beat on revenue. U.S. sales were up 3.2%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're such a behemoth, the size of Lowe's and the size of Home Depot, these numbers really aren't that bad. Walmart grew same-store sales about 2%, and its stock exploded higher in the news. Target Wednesday as well. Again, low growth numbers, but because they're so big, it's a lot of money. Target, best day in 10 years on Wednesday. So I want to talk, though, more about the home improvement stores. Home Depot, Lowe's. I will tell you this. I've lived in an apartment for a majority of my adult life. I had a house in Nashville recently sold. I was there about 2 years, and thank God it was a brand new or newish home, a couple years old. I can't change a damn light bulb. But I was in Home Depot every weekend trying my best, and I will tell you, I can see how they do well because anybody like me who's a weekender, you know, weekend warrior trying to like plant flowers every week and they keep dying because I'm overwatering and not watering enough, too much sun, not enough sun. I buy ones for shade and put in the sun. I mean, it's ridiculous. Even though there's a big sticker that says only sun. So the weekend warriors like me keep going back. The guys and girls that are really into it, they go all the time. And then when you have a housing market that's doing pretty darn good overall, which it is, that's good for the stores as well. So it tells me a lot. Home Depot and Lowe's numbers tell me a couple of things. First, that the housing market's nowhere near dead. That's number one. And you can argue with me all you want, but these numbers will prove I'm right and you're wrong. The other thing it tells me is the consumer is doing pretty well. Because when Home Depot and Lowe's are doing well, those are typically some big purchases. You don't need to go out and get a new washer and dryer. You don't need to add more flowers to your flower bed if things are not good. You're going to save your money for a little bit more important things. So to me, Home Depot and Lowe's show the consumer strong. It shows the housing market strong. Now, let's add in mortgage rates. As we know, interest rates have been falling dramatically in the last couple of months. When interest rates fall, typically mortgage rates will come down with it. The 30-year last week came down to 3.9%, its lowest in 3 years. Refis in the last week up 180% over last year. And refis are really telling to me because a lot of people that have bought over the last couple of years already bought at very low interest rates, historically speaking. So if you have a 180% increase in the last 12 over the last 12 months, that tells me interest rates are so low right now, which they are, that it's enticing for you to go back and lower your mortgage payment just that little bit. It makes perfect sense. So low interest rates not only make refis better, people pull more money out of their house, they have more money to spend. I don't think they should spend it, but a lot of people put money right back into the economy. That's great for the economy. It also means people buying new homes can buy more home, a bigger home, because interest rates make your payment lower. Or buy that same home you're going to buy and you pay less, again, more disposable income. Any way we slice this, it is good for the economy and it's good for housing. So what do? You start looking at stocks like the housing stocks. So look at ITB, India Tango Bravo. That's the iShares Home Construction ETF. So it's a basket of stocks in home construction, breaking out to a new year high this week. Out of a consolidation that's been in for 3.5 months, breaking above that 40 level, it's a major breakout. And I think there's big, big upside to go, because if you look at some of the valuations of these home builders, holy smokes, are they low. So Home Depot numbers are fantastic. Lowe's numbers are fantastic. Even let's throw in Target and Walmart. Again, sales aren't huge, you know, comparable to last year, but more spending. So the bears that are out there and the naysayers of this economy that keep saying things are going to fall apart, look at the numbers. We all have our thoughts, and I would love to debate anybody who's negative. And you know what? Maybe you are right. But right now, the numbers show me that there's a recession nowhere near right now. As a matter of fact, as Steve Sugarud, one of our colleagues, always says, this melt-up, we are setting up for one of the greatest melt-ups we're ever going to see, an enormous rally in the stock market in the next 12 to 18 months. And I believe the housing stocks will be a big part of that. So thanks again for listening, watching to the show if you're watching on video. This is Matt McCall, and this is Moneyline. But let's wrap up real quick. Bank of America, Merrill Lynch's 12 recession-proof stocks. It's a farce. Don't follow them. Shopify versus Baozun. It was a battle of e-commerce gut companies. Baozun wins, but I like them both. And then last, Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, low interest rates, housing stocks. Keep an eye on them. They are breaking out quietly. Nobody else is talking about this. So again, you've been watching Moneyline. If you want to know more about the services we offer, please go to McCallMoneyWire.com. You can also watch the video on there if you want to watch a video and stare at me while I do this. I don't blame you if you don't want to, but you could. And also find out about all of our newsletters. And we're actually launching a brand new newsletter. I can't say much about it in about 2 weeks from now. So that's going to be exciting. That will be on there as well. But VIP members, if you're a VIP member, hold on. I got a good topic for you coming up. Next generation transportation. Transportation 2.0, as I call it, coming up next.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.